You are listening to a Hillbilly Horror Stories Patreon bonus preview. If you like what you're hearing, stick around to the end to find out how you can get more. Hey guys, welcome to episode 1403 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hi guys.
So Tracy, hi Tracy, I've got a bunch of little quick things here, but it was an article of parents share the downright creepiest things their kids have ever said.
Well, this should be interesting.
This one is Bath Time is Bad, and this is from Bluegrass Mommy from Reddit. My youngest daughter has always had a fear of the water that's gotten better as she's gotten older, but when she was a toddler, it would have been easier to baptize a rabid cat than to try to give her a bath. One night when she was around 3, I was doing my routine of trying to get her in the tub to wash off when she said to me, "I'm scared of water. It's how I died before."
What?
Yes, the bath definitely didn't happen that night.
Oh my goodness.
That's kind of creepy, to say
the
least.
That is very creepy. I remember James used to be scared. Remember? He was always scared of the water. He loves it now, but oh my gosh.
I don't completely remember that, but.
Huh?
I said I don't completely remember that.
Remember he didn't want to go like out on the boat and get in the water and all that stuff?
That's different than taking a bath.
No, he didn't like the water in the bath either. But now he's fine with it, so.
This one
says, "Oh my gosh, that is the creepiest thing ever."
This is from Juanita1148, also from Reddit. When I was about 4, I would remember talking to Mr. Peterson whenever I was in my grandmother's house. He looked like a hobo from the Great Depression and had a guitar and sang me an old-timey blues song. He told me that he died when he fell off of a train that he was riding while drunk on moonshine. I stopped seeing him when I was about 6. Anyway, 6 months ago, I found my dad's old acoustic guitar and I started playing, and my little cousin told me, "Mr. Peterson is proud of you," and he left. I don't know what to think.
How did his cousin get in on the deal?
I don't know how any of this got in here when it was supposed to be creepy things that somebody told their parents.
Oh my gosh.
So, this wasn't a parent that shared this.
Right.
Anyway.
Wow, that's crazy. Well, the parent shared it with you. So, right?
I don't know. No, the boy shared it. The boy shared the story that it was his own story.
Oh.
Anyway.
Wow. That's so interesting.
Me, your shoes are in your room. 3.5-year-old son. But I can't go in there. Me, why not? Son, the ghosts. Me, what ghosts? Son, the boy and the girl. Me, well, what are they doing in there? Son, saying in a creepy voice, "Come here." Me, okay, so you know not to go to them, right? Son, yeah.
That's how she dealt with it?
Well, I mean, what is she supposed to say? Face your fears and then find out that she gets sucked into the TV like Carol Ann or something?
Oh, wow.
Something you just stay away from.
Yeah, that's very true. Very true.
Oh, that one, by the way, was, I almost said anonymous. It was sent anonymous.
Uh-huh. Wow.
This one is from Sleep Deprived from Redditor.
Should I know about that?
My nephew had an issue like this where he would see the little girl by the river who wanted him to play in the water. There was another house next door that had been destroyed in the flood, and their little girl had died inside the house tragically.
Aww.
I mentioned the story to a coworker, only to find out that the little girl had been her cousin and that other people had seen her on the riverbanks playing.
No kidding. What a sad story.
Again, this was not a parent telling the story.
Mm-hmm. That's so, all right. Get over it.
I just hate clickbait.
Oh.
Tell me, because that's what it was. It was clickbait. I wanted to hear creepy stuff from kids, and we told like 4 stories, and 2 of them were, and 2-3 of them wouldn't. Anyways, here's another one. This is from Crazy Polynesian. That's their name. I'm not just calling them names.
Well, I'm sure.
When my daughter was about 4 or 5, she said, "Before I was with mommy that didn't take care of me, so God took me away from her and gave me to you and daddy. Mind you, we are not religious people, and she was not adopted." That gave me the chills.
I mean, what in the world do you even say? Or, I mean, that's just not something kids just make up. They can't. I mean, I guess they can, but I mean, who would do that?
I wouldn't think they could. That didn't seem logical.
Well, at least she's got a good mommy now.
Here's one from Pork Chap. Now I'm craving pork chops.
I knew it. How about some applesauce?
No.
No.
When my daughter was about 2.5 years old, we were driving under an overpass where several people had jumped off. My daughter said in the most innocent voice, "They're all dead." There was no way that she knew anything about that subject matter or even where we were because she was still facing backwards in the car seat. I asked her to repeat what she said, and she didn't say it again. It was weird as hell. And with that being said, we're done with today's stories.
Yikes.
We got more for tomorrow, though.
Okay.
So, we love you guys. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Goodbye.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 1404 of Hillbilly Shorts.
Hey.
All right, Tracy, we are back with more creepy things that supposedly were said from kids to their parents. But as we've seen, that's not always the case. But they're still creepy nonetheless.
They are very creepy.
This one is from CZJG.
CZJG. CCJD. Oh, I said it wrong. CCDG. Oh, CCDG. What is it?
CCJG.
Dang. CCJG.
All right.
I'm done.
When my daughter was around 3, she had an imaginary friend named Mike. One day, she said, Mike had to go home. And when asked where he lived, she said, in the church under our apartment with other people. We lived on the first floor, and there was nothing under our building. That could just be a kid with a creative imagination, 3 years old.
At 3?
Yeah, that's what she said. But she said around 3, so it could have almost been 4.
Yeah. Like, that makes a big difference.
This one was from, well, I mean, that's a quarter of your life when you're only 4. And an extra year is what I'm saying. Okay. So the difference between 3 and 4, that's an extra 25% of your life at that point. Anyway, this is from Theed411. I was playing around with my daughter, who was probably around 3 at the time. She suddenly stopped, looked at me, and said, "We were sisters. I died, and God made me wait until we could come back together again." And just like that, she went back to being a little girl. FYI, I'm her dad. So let me read that one again. That was kind of confusing. I was playing around with my daughter, who was probably around 3. She suddenly stopped, looked at me, and said, "We were sisters. I died, and God made me wait until we could come back together again." And just like that, she went back to being a little girl.
Well, how can they be sisters if he's a man?
Maybe they were sisters. She said we were sisters.
Oh my gosh. Oh, that's creeping me out.
So in that scenario, the dad came back first as a male this time.
Uh-huh, and then she eventually
came back as his daughter.
Aw. Now that's really sweet.
This is from Maggie Muse. "Not my child, but my grandchild." I'll let that one slide. She was about 3 years old. All these are like 3 years old.
I was just going to ask you, do you see
the trend or?
Or yeah, that there's like the album's almost like 3 years old.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty wild.
She was about 3 years old when her parents were expecting another baby. She kept talking about how she was so happy that she'll have her sister back once the baby was born. The sister that died in the fire before. Well, at the time, she only had an older brother and had never had a sister, let alone one that passed away in a fire.
Hmm.
It sounds like kids that have had past lives.
It sure does.
Because I grant that kids make stuff up.
Yeah, but that's a 3-year old
talking about a sister that died in a fire?
No 3-year old talks about that. They eat boogers and stuff. They don't talk about all that crazy stuff.
All right. This one is from Famit78536 from Reddit. Are you ready?
Okay.
A few months ago, my 3-year-old daughter had the flu. After she was feeling a little better, my wife took her outside in our backyard to play. My wife was sitting on the back step, and my daughter came up and asked, if she could play with the girl on our slide. My wife said, I don't see a little girl. My daughter said, she's right over there on the slide, Mom. Can I go play with her? My wife said, I don't see anyone. And my daughter insisted, she's on the slide and she's blue. Can I play with her? My wife, now freaked out, said, let's go inside and make a snack. So they did. For the rest of the day, my daughter kept going and looking out the back door and kept telling my wife that the little blue girl was lonely.
Aw. And ooh. Dang. Those are really interesting to hear. Wouldn't you just like to be in all these little kids, you know, minds for just a little bit in their little bodies to see what all they see or hear? Or
it's amazing how many kids see people, ghosts, spirits, mm-hmm. that type of thing. This is from Felix Katz. My son used to say when he was younger that he used to fly around at night, jumping from lamppost to lamppost in our neighborhood. He would say that it was hard to get there because of the connection to his body through the belly button. I would have considered imagination if it weren't for the fact that my dad told me that he had the same type of dream when he was little.
Get out of here.
That's odd.
That's very odd. So she had her grandfather?
I guess. I'll say one more. This is from Unicorn 2077. She started coming out with phrases that my grandfather used to use when I was a kid. Told me she talks to my grandfather and described him in detail, including his favorite shirt. She never met him, nor had she ever seen photos of him before that point. Every single hair on the back of my neck stood up at that moment.
He was a good grandpa.
Apparently.
Mine told me to tell my mommy she was a bitch when I was like 3 or 4. I swear he did. He just walked up and he goes, go tell your mommy she's a bitch. I didn't know no better. I didn't even know what that word meant.
I know a lot of adults that did that.
What the hell?
Tell the kids to go say stuff like that.
Yeah, my mom bow-willed me. I'm like, Grip, your daddy said to say it. And then she was like, oh, that figures.
This was really quick, so I'm going to do this one again. Eli JMI. When my daughter was about 3, she used to sing a song about how she was going to chop up her mammon and put her in the bin. My wife was slightly wary of her. I'm going to say this is from probably the United Kingdom because they use the word bin. Because in America, we say garbage.
Wow. And in
Great Britain, they say bin. So mm-hmm. I'm not sure what the term M-A-M-A-N is, but I'm thinking maybe that's another term for mother or grandmother or something like that.
Yeah, I think I'd be staying away from that little kid. I ain't trying to be chopped up.
All right, since if we ended right here, it would be on 666, so I'm going to do one more quick one. My mom likes to tell this story. Apparently, when I was 5 or 6, I told her that aliens had stolen her real son and replaced him with me, an exact copy. Someday, I would return to my home planet. But she shouldn't be sad because her real son had a good life in our zoo. It's funny. All right, guys, that wraps it up for this week. Thank you for everything that you do for us.
Thanks, guys. We love y'all so much.
Hey, guys, if you like what you just heard, we do 6 of those small bonus episodes every single week. We also do 2 full-length bonus episodes every month. We do a listener stories episode and then a story that's just like the ones you would typically hear on the regular feed. If you're interested in supporting us on Patreon, just go to patreon.com and look up Hillbilly Horror Stories, or go to hillbillyhorrorstories.com and there's a direct link right there. Thank you guys so much for what you do for us.